and haven't had COVID, knock on wood, but I'm a police officer's widow, and he became a card-carrying Democrat a long time ago. And I just wanted to let you know that my son had a 52-year-old client, good health, wife is an RN, daughter is a pediatrician. He caught COVID, recovered from COVID, but died of a pulmonary embolism caused from long-term effects of COVID. I met a teacher's aide in the swimming pool yesterday, and she has a congenital heart disease and caught COVID from the school children twice. So, and I Googled the CDC data, and there are approximately 800 children between the ages of 5 and 18 who caught COVID and died, and there are several hundred under the age of 5 that died from COVID. So it is a disease that affects everyone.
And so what... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to refute CJ's claims that kids don't die from COVID. They do.
You know, Lynn, I really appreciate it because the ignorance that you keep hearing people spew, you know, about all of this. It's what's going to cause us to go into another horrific winter, and people die unnecessarily because of ignorance now, because of people who repeat what they've heard somewhere else. And speak again in these terms, like CJ and Chad, that they know absolutely what is going on, and that we shouldn't ever, children shouldn't wear masks because it causes all these kinds of troubles. You know, I wore a mask. I'm going back to mask when it's time to go back to mask, Lynn, because as you stated, and as what they are predicting again, and as I just read, 1,250 people died. 12,500 people died of COVID last month in this country. What are they talking about, Lynn?
Well, also with the CDC numbers, I believe a lot probably are undercounted,
yes,
deaths, because they are undetected or they pass at home. It's a dangerous virus.
Yes, it is, and we should take it seriously. And
I noticed people in Costco a couple days ago are starting to mask up again. All their employees are wearing masks.
Yes. And nobody's doing this, Lynn, because they want somebody to go out of business, right? That's not what's at the root of protection and preparing, you know, the state and the country to protect itself. Our nation, here's the truth of it, Lynn. Our nation leads the world in COVID deaths. We only make up 4% of the global population, yet more people died in America from COVID than the rest of the 96% of the global population. Shouldn't that tell you something, Lynn?
Yes, we should mask up.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you, Earl.
Hey,
totally.
Hey, Lynn, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah,
and I missed you at Hawks last night.
Okay. Well, I'll be around.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Let's go back to CJ. Go ahead,
yeah,
CJ.
Thank you, Earl. Well, first off, I never said no. There wasn't any kids that died.
Well, yes, you did, man.
Probably had an existing condition.
That, what do you mean, probably had? She just read the statistics from the CDC.
It's well known. Healthy kids don't die from it. 99.999999% do not die from it. but it's hurt our economy. It's hurt our kids from not going to school.
Hey, CJ.
I'm not saying never.
The economy is stronger. The economy is stronger than it's ever been. That's another lie.
What do you mean the economy? Yeah, right. That's a myth, and you know it, Earl. People are suffering. The mere fact that they brought most of the people back to work in record time doesn't solve our economy. So I don't know what facts you're speaking of, but this has hurt our kids. 99.9% are still able to, should be able to go to school. Teachers maybe should mask up, but the kids should not have to. They should be in school learning to read, write.
Let me say this to you. Let me say this to you, man. You claim you've been in the schools. Okay. So I was in the schools while the kids were masked up. Okay. And I didn't see one child during the time I was in the schools during COVID say, hey, I want to pull this mask off. They, I'm telling you, in the school where I was, no kid, they wore their mask. Wait a minute, I'm speaking. And I didn't see one child not want to have the mask on. They were fine with it. So the children wearing the mask did not push back against the mask. It was their parents.
Dang right.
Why?
Because it doesn't affect them. Read the science. Listen, they say follow the science, Earl. They have it. Remember, the vaccines was going to stop this. Remember, the booster was going to stop this. You still caught it, didn't you, Earl?
Man, yeah. Listen, man.
And so did the president.
Listen, I'm trying.
Mere fact,
I'm really trying, but it's an unfair. It's
symptoms.
You know what? You know, there's such a thing as an unfair fight. You know, they don't put a featherweight in boxing or a strawweight, which is about 105-pound boxer. They don't put them up against a heavyweight or a super heavyweight.
And so
your conversation is like a strawweight up against a super heavyweight. Because
you can't defend your facts. You're the super heavyweight.
Well, hey, CJ.
You're not defending them.
Hey, CJ.
You know it.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. I tried. You know, ignorance is bliss. And when you point out things like children wearing masks and the fact that people like CJ want to argue against children wearing masks and talking about how they impacted the children and all of these things negatively. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And he's going to defend it to the end because I don't believe he's been in the schools. As a matter of fact, I don't know it to be a fact. But I know where I was the last 12 years. In the schools working with young people. I know he wasn't. So, you know. He can make statements and Chad and against, you know, the statements that were made by Lynn and others who pointed out the real issues, the real problems, the real life situations from people she knew, as well as myself pointing out all of the people that I knew that died from COVID, and those numbers were in the 20s, that me personally, I, Earl Ingram, knew that died of COVID. At least 20, maybe more, died from COVID. And yet to hear the insanity and the foolishness that is echoed over these airways by people who call here and speak like they know what they're talking about. They've listened to, their puppet masters. And they're nothing more than the puppets. The puppet masters are the ones that they listen to and put the words in their mouths. and they can't resist because there's somebody else pulling their strings. And that's the inherent danger of not being able to be free and to be willing to read for yourself. You know, reading is fundamental. And the fact that you have an opportunity to read and learn for yourself and not allow others to put words in your mouth, CJ and Chad and others like you. All right, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.